Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry is our guest again. She's back for another segment. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's our social media expert. She could be your social media expert, too, by the way, folks. If you check her website out and make contact with her, and that's what she does. She helps people just like you and me make sure that we have our social media strategies aligned the right way. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Something came across my transom this week that Twitter intends to do a little bit differently. Something about the timeline. And I started to read it and really get to know it really well and understand. I said, wait a minute. That's what I got Kathy for. So, Kathy, tell us about this new stuff with Twitter.
Well, it's really interesting because Twitter has decided that they're going to recommend tweets that you might want to look at. And instead of, you know, how you usually just go and follow the people you're interested in following, and those are the ones you really want.
Your timeline is how you've designed it.
Yes. And they decided, well, you know, there might be times that you would miss out on tweets we think you would enjoy. So they're going to interpret
creepy.
You might like.
Here comes the creepy meter again.
Especially on Twitter. I'm really surprised about Twitter because so much is already coming through so fast in your timeline.
Right. Seconds at a time. I mean, here's what they're doing, though, Kathy. They're in adding something that they think you'll miss. They're pushing down below another page something maybe that you'll also miss.
That you wanted
from a customer or somebody or an associate.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I wasn't sure why. You know, I couldn't figure out their strategy around it because, like with Facebook, it's around figuring everything out about your life and delivering ads to you. That's really what they're using it for.
That's their business model.
But for Twitter, you know, I mean, to just be plugging in and throwing in these tweets that you didn't ask for,
it's not business, it's presumption, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, why? And unless it's an ad.
I don't necessarily think that's what it is. So, folks, if you understand what we're saying here, the in your Twitter timeline, all these feeds that are coming in from people you follow, and whatever you've invited into your, they're gonna presume that you're not obviously smart enough to know who to follow. You're not plugged in enough to know who you should be hanging out with. So we're going to presume that we know more than you do, that what you want and don't want. So we're going to stick some of the things that we like in there.
Exactly.
Because it's our backyard, it's our bat and our ball, and if you don't like it, you can go home.
Yep, and it's just, you know, their product manager said, it's to help you keep up with what's happening.
As I said, we've
been testing ways to include these tweets in your timeline.
Yeah.
Once we think you'll find interesting and entertaining.
Right. Creepy. Okay, so folks, more creepy from the platforms. All right, what's Google up to?
Well, Google is launching something first to small businesses, Google My Business, and they're still trying to simplify this local marketing for the small business.
Right. Local search is huge. It's powerful.
It is, you know, local search is so huge.
It's essential.
They've just kept messing with it so many times that the small businessman is stuck wondering, now what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to be a little bit of a challenge because they are going to, if you already have a Google Places account and Google Plus pages, they're going to automatically upgrade you to Google My Business. So But if you only have one of them, maybe you're going to have to actually.
So Google My Business is a more prominent local search ranking.
It is for the local search. So instead of like, you know, you had Google.
So this
local,
is like getting upgraded on an airline. Is what you're saying?
Well, I'm not sure it's exactly like that. It isn't fee-based. That's good news. but, it is going to be, it's going to take a little bit for the small business to get all their stuff into the Google My Business arena. And they are going to have to deal with, the duplicate listings issue, the maps. They said the only way to tell whether you've been migrated to Google My Business locations is to hover over one of your locations the dashboard and check whether that location is live and verify that it appears on Google Maps, it has a Google Plus page, and it has a link to the location channel.
Wow.
I don't know. It's a little bit interesting. Different things I've read about it, I'm like, okay, here's another one. But, maybe this one will work.
Well,
we're hoping.
Yeah. Well, I think we continue to live the Chinese curse, Kathy. May you live in interesting times. Hey, Kathy, thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks for the good reports. Come back again real soon.
Thank you.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P.com on the end, and you'll find her stuff. Check her out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.